This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Yesterday, the president and the attendant media coverage were in Puerto Rico, which leads me to this. The president talking to Fox News last night.
Well, we're going to work something out. We have to look at their whole debt structure. You know, they owe a lot of money to your friends on Wall Street, and we're going to have to wipe that out. That's going to have to be, you know, you can say goodbye to that. I don't know if it's Goldman Sachs, but whoever it is, you can wave goodbye to that. We have to do something about, because the debt was massive on the island.
All right, so a couple of things about that. Number one, the president is right. Puerto Rico right now has about $73 billion worth of outstanding debt, most of which is already in default, not just to Wall Street, by the by. But number two, it's not like the president, any president, can wipe out legitimate existing debt willy-nilly, which gets us to this. Budget Director Mick Mulvaney on CNN this morning doing what in Washington is known as the walk back.
The president seemed to suggest that he is open to wiping out the Puerto Rican debt. Is that to be taken seriously on its face?
I wouldn't take it word for word with that. I talked to the president about this.
While the immediate needs in Puerto Rico are just that, immediate, water, food, electricity, there is a long play here, too. The finances of getting the island's economy back up and running. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that story.
Puerto Rico's billions of dollars in outstanding debt not being paid back right now, it's a complicated mix of obligations, says Matt Fabian at Municipal Market Analytics.
There are the general governmental bonds sold by Puerto Rico, which is like a senior unsecured, and there are sales tax-backed bonds, electric power revenue bonds, water.
You get the picture.
Bonds,
all these bonds have different creditors with different rights and priorities and pay dates. Then there are the bond insurers. Big mutual funds and hedge funds stand to lose, though Fabian says there are also a lot of small investors.
About 40% of Puerto Rico's outstanding bonds are held by Puerto Ricans themselves.
That's retirees and Puerto Rican community banks. And as to President Trump's power to intervene, here's Brandeis University finance professor Daniel Bergstresser.
It doesn't seem that Trump can wipe out Puerto Rico's debt in the manner that his comments last night suggested.
Bergstresser says there's no legal precedent, given that Congress has already passed a law governing Puerto Rico's bankruptcy and a judge is adjudicating it. However, Hans Humes at Greylock Capital says the president's comments do signal something important about Puerto Rico's massive debt.
To be perfectly frank, this situation had looked bad prior to the hurricane and looked far worse afterward.
And he says it's obvious to most market players now that in the end, creditors will get very little payback on the dollar. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.